This is KCUR 89.3. They say you can't go home again, but what if you bring drones, quilts, and a marching band? A Kansas City performance artist has traveled back to his family's farm to look at his roots and reincarnation, producing a filmed meditation on the four seasons. As KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, David Wayne Reed's film is a kaleidoscope from Kansas.
Flashback to a warm, sunny Saturday afternoon last October. Dozens of people are in a machine shed on a farm on the outskirts of Lewisburg, about 40 miles south of Kansas City.
I am giddy that you all joined us. My name is David Wayne Reed, and this is my family farm. I'm so proud to welcome you guys to this farm.
Reed is giving marching orders, literally, to this group who are preparing to appear in the day's shooting of his film called Eternal Harvest. They've been told to wear jeans and plaid shirts.
Thank you for all wearing plaid. Man, it feels like 1991 and everybody's in grunge again. I love it.
That's appropriate because Reed graduated from Lewisburg High School in 1990. Now, almost three decades later, he's asked his old high school band for help. But he needs the marching part more than the band part. They won't be playing their instruments, but they will be taking directions from John Chassetti, the longtime Lewisburg High School band leader.
David is the genius behind this project, and we're going to ask him to explain to us what this is all about. David.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chassetti.
So, to explain, Eternal Harvest is Reed's performance installation series and short film about the cycle of life, shown through the landscape of his family farm. He sees that landscape from on high, shot by drones. But he also sees that landscape up close, stitched into his late grandmother's quilts. Sort of like when you're up in an airplane flying over farm country and you see the circles created by center pivot irrigation and the long, straight brown lines of country roads. Circles and squares, what Reed calls a crazy quilt. The band members, in teams of four, are holding the old quilts.
What we're going to do, you guys listen to this, open, two, three, up, four, close, two, three, four. You ready? Two, ready, go. Open, two, three, four, close, two, three, four.
Reed has his film crew out in the middle of a hayfield being led by Mr. Chassetti. A circle has been mowed into the grass, outlined with pumpkins, with six antique tractors parked in the center. From the drones flying above, it looks kind of like a flower.
I'm inspired by my own study of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and I wanted to trace the life cycle. So using kind of Eastern philosophies and themes, I chose a mandala, which is a Hindu or Buddhist representation of a cycle of life.
Are we ready to launch the drones?
As the drones float above, the marchers circulate inside the hayfield circle, creating a kaleidoscope effect when seen from above. The colorful quilts, pumpkins, and tractors become a Midwestern mandala. Reed says his inspiration came from a conversation with his father, George Reed, years ago. He asked his dad if there was reincarnation.
He offered the example of a volunteer crop of wheat or a perennial plant as seeming evidence for reincarnation, that life is perpetual. It continues even after the harvest.
Reed won funding for his project with a rocket grant from the Andy Warhol Foundation for Visual Arts, along with the Charlotte Street Foundation and the Spencer Museum of Art. He also raised another few thousand dollars on his own. Reed returns to the farm after leaving years ago and making a name for himself in Kansas City as an actor and founding member of Late Night Theater, a drag-themed performance company.
And this is like my prodigal son project. The idea of the prodigal son goes off and lives a wild life and then returns to the farm, not to his father's shame, but to his father's welcome and pride.
The Reed family were among Lewisburg's founding families, building the first grain elevator, and the headstones of Reed's ancestors are found in the center of the town cemetery. This summer, his film Eternal Harvest will be part of Lewisburg's 150th anniversary celebration. It will be projected onto the side of a building in town and broadcast over a local radio station, like a drive-in theater, completing a different circle of life for Mr. Chassetti's old student, David Wayne Reed.
Please make sure that all the quilts are open and hold them nice and tight. and we're just going to shoot some video standing still.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right, this is good.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
David Wayne Reed's Eternal Harvest debuts this weekend on the Reed Family Farm near Lewisburg at 1 p.m. Saturday and is part of the Miami County Farm Tour.